Hi, Marty. Lurie here, KNBR 680, with the manager of the Sacramento River Cats, and it is Jose Alguacil. What was it like at Sacramento for you this year? How did you like it?
Well, before anything, I want to say thank you to all the fans, and I'm happy to be here. It was a totally new challenge for me, you know, try to keep these guys going and dealing with the daily basis with these guys, for a lot of frustration. A lot of guys try to get to the big leagues and try to keep them ready for when the phone rings, you know. But it went well.
Yeah, tell me about Sacramento, though. Come on, the Rivercat fans. I mean, this is one of the best franchises in minor league history.
I mean, these guys are amazing. They're very loyal. They come every day cheering for the team. And you know what? It's something when you have a big fans, and I give you a different atmosphere. I mean, the players, they have to be happy and feel lucky that they have that support. And, you know, it's a little extra. They kick with your adrenaline. They get you going. And it was very fun. They have those fans, and they were very consistent through the whole year.
Jose, the players you had, as so many came up to the big leagues, the six-year free agents, and contributed so much. Who stood out to you? I mean, we had Grant Green and Pena and Gorkys Hernandez came up. Tejada came up. We've had so many come up. Who sort of stood out to you?
Well, you mentioned it wasn't just one piece. All these guys that were ready through the whole year. And you know what? Before I took the job, that was my primary option, just to keep these guys ready, just in case that there was any need right here with the team, you know. And you know, we are frontline division, and I told the guys that we have to be ready. I mean, the phone gonna ring at some point, and we never know who that guy could be. We have to play like this is a major league, and you have to be ready. And you know, every guy that came right here contributed and did a great job, and you know, it makes us feel good about it.
All right, Jose Alguacil, the guest here, he's the manager of the Rivercats. All right, let's talk about some of the players who we're seeing up here. Tell us about Ty Block.
With Ty, he kind of struggled a little bit in the beginning, and he was able to bounce back after the All-Star. You know, he ended up putting great numbers, opened some eyes, and creating this opportunity for him to be here. He was the best left-handed pitcher for the whole PCL.
Really?
He really cranked it up in the second half, and that's the reason why he's here, you know, after he struggled the first half. And, you know, his first outing was in Colorado, in the town that he's from, and he was able to get three innings scoreless and did a great job, you know.
What was the key to his success?
Well, you know what? His command was a little off early in the year, and he was able to he's a guy that throw a lot of changes. His changeup wasn't commanding that pitch well and located with his fastball. And, you know, Dwight Bernard, who is our pitching coach, he did a great job working with him in the bullpen sessions, and he was able to make all those adjustments and finish strong and put the numbers that he did.
Chris Stratton came up as well. We saw him here, and I thought he ended strongly with you in Sacramento.
No doubt about it. You know what? Chris did a pretty decent job, and when he came up to the big leagues and went down, he was a totally different guy. He pitched like a guy with a lot of experience. You know, I mean, he made a lot of adjustments, and when he came down, he was more aggressive. He was working ahead in the count, and he did a great job, you know. He took advantage of the opportunity. I think he's a guy that's going to be here in the future and going to contribute to the future for the Giants.
Oh, good report from Jose. Okay, what about Gregorio?
Gregorio, he's one of the young guys and the staff, and he's another guy that finishes strong. I mean, he's a lot of stuff that I like from Gregorio. He make a tremendous improvement. I don't think he's ready to come right here, but he will be here. He's a guy that was more aggressive, was working with all his pitches well, and you know, for the guy I had him last year, you know, from last year to this year, he made tremendous strides, and you know, learning more the game, and, you know, get to Triple A. It was a good taste for him to kind of get a different experience than what he was last year. You know, Double A is more like a prospect type of league, yeah. And here you have to learn how to pitch. You know, you have to combine all your pitches, and Gregorio did a great job. I mean, there is another guy that I think would be a part of the Giants, and I don't know when, but I mean, it would be in some point.
All right, that's three that'll be part of the Giants. Jose Alguacil with us. He's the manager of the River Cats. Let's look on the hitting side. And as I said, we do this minor league report every Sunday. Austin Slater, we've been talking a lot about him.
Yeah, Austin, he when he came out, he was another guy that when he came up, he kind of struggled through a little bit, you know, probably the first 80 at bats, he wasn't competing well, or maybe, you know, some of these guys when they come to Double A and go to Triple A, it's a big, they kind of don't feel part of it, you know what I'm saying? It's like you see a lot of older guys that been in the big leagues, and the guys they get a little shy, but you know what? He was hitting in the middle of the lineup towards the end. Had like 3 weeks he went off with hitting a lot of home runs, hitting for power, being the big producer for our team. And he was one of the reasons why we were able to bounce back and almost get to 500. He did a great job with the bat. He's still working on the outfield. He needs to improve a little bit, but he understands the game a little bit more. There were a lot of guys like the Northfield that helped him out. And, you know, we have a good relation. He was another guy that played for me last year in AA. And, you know, a lot of talking, try to teach him how the games work, the situations, and, you know, try to get him ready for the big leagues, you know. But he's a guy that's been playing only for 2 years, and things moving fast for him. And that's when you have to just do a lot of talking, and you want to create everything in a positive side. You don't want to break the guys down, because when the guys get to Triple A with no much experience, you have to just address a lot of stuff, especially in the mental side you know, all the plays that can show up. They have to be ready for this thing, because in this level, one mistake can be huge. And, you know, we try to get them ready. Just getting these conversations and on a daily basis, try to get them ready, just in case they sometime show up the opportunity for these kids.
Yeah, I think we're going to see Austin Slater up here pretty soon as well. Mack Williamson did well for you, and we've seen him up here in the big leagues. He's shown a lot of power. He's growing up. I thought this is a big year of growth for him. What did you see?
Well, same thing. You just hit it right in the head. You know, sometimes it's hard for these guys just coming up and coming down and go up and going down. They kind of come, when they come right here to the big leagues, they feel a little out of place. They feel a lot of fears. They don't want to fail. And they feel like they have to be perfect, everything that they do up here, to stay here. And that was one of the conversations that I have with those guys. I say, listen, man, when you go up there, pretend that you're playing here in AAA. It's no pressure. Don't put more pressure than what it is up there. You know, just try to relax and trust your instincts. You know, just play the game. It's a different level, but the game is the same. You know, you try to just be you. And, you know, he was a lot better towards the second time that he came up. And, of course, when he came down, he got a little frustrated. We had to try to rebuild all the confidence and all the stuff and try to get him ready again for when the phone rings.
Well, Jared Parker's another one. When he first came down, he was awful. He got off to a terrible start, and you turned him around.
Well, he was slow. He started slow for us, and he got like 2 weeks that he went crazy off hitting a lot of home runs. And when I say a lot of home runs, these home runs, they were like long shots. And, you know, he opened some eyes, and he forced the guys to give him another opportunity. And he came up here, did a little bit of the damage with the home run, and he went back down, came back up, and they have to get used to up to they settle the same down, and they can probably find a role right here in the big league club.
Boy, nice to have you with us. How do you like being in this pennant race?
Yeah, it's good. I like pressure, and I know right now we've been kind of struggle a little bit, but that's what's going to make us better.
All right, nice to see you, Jose. Always a pleasure catching up with you. You got a lot of guys that are going to be up here in the big leagues, and your Richmond guys, trust me, they're on their way as well. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Matty.
All right, more coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.